Yes, it looks just like a basic kitchen chair, only bigger.
It's a ladder back chair with lats on it. It's 27 feet tall, but it is to scale 6 or 7 times, I'd say. We put it on 6-foot-tall posts, so it sat above the chain-link fence.
Kenny Forrest, a Sebastopol artist and businessman, was the guiding force behind the chair's placement next to Hardcore Espresso at the corner of Bloomfield Road and Gravenstein Highway South a few months ago. The chair was the idea of a man named Lars Speyer, an activist, veteran, and noted photographer who died in 2007, just 2 years after the chair was built. His widow, Lorraine Caparel, says that project was representative of Speyer's playful side.
Lars had a great sense of humor and was very mischievous and playful, and it just turned him on, the idea to have a big chair.
Kenny Forrest was part of the small team that originally put the chair together and set it up on a rural hillside outside the small town of Aptos near Santa Cruz.
The chair was installed on the top of a hill way out in the middle of nowhere. That was a common partying place for the high school kids because it was very remote and it was fun to climb on the chair. Someone was once conceived on the chair.
Forrest says he wanted to bring the chair into a more visible place where it can serve as a memorial to his mentor.
So now it's all in a very peaceful place. It's actually reminiscent of the life that Lars spent because he fought in the Battle of the Bulge and he was actually found by the Allies naked in a trench and then spent the rest of his life promoting the causes of peace.
Speyer's biggest contribution in that effort was spearheading the 1967 Peace Torch Marathon. It began with the lighting of the torch in Hiroshima, recalls Lorraine Caparel, and was brought by boat to San Francisco, where its public journey began.
It was hand-carried across the United States. Lars would go into the towns we were going to be passing through, and he would organize a town hall meeting. The idea was to talk about the Vietnam War and the idea of peace and to get us out of the Vietnam War. They would ask for volunteers, and so it was hand-carried from person to person all the way across to the Washington Monument.
Molly Sundy, owner of Hardcore Espresso, had never seen the chair before it was reassembled at the corner of her parking lot last fall.
I knew it was big. Kenny had showed me pictures, him on top of the chair. He's 6-something, but when you really see the chair, it's like huge. I was amazed.
As with much art, meanings are often subjective. But Sunday sees a quiet invitation in the shadow of the towering chair.
It symbolizes community. I want the chair to show people and tell people about that movement that we all had in the 60s. Just bring up a chair, come and sit with us. It never goes away, the fight for what we all believe in. And it's just there to remind people we're reliving the 60s again.
A formal dedication of the installation, now spotlit during the night, will be held later this spring. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.